W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Police in Chesapeake, Virginia say a Walmart manager armed with a pistol opened fire in an employee break room last night and killed six people before he shot himself to death. Governor Glenn Youngkin.
We need to support these families that are facing the unimaginable.
This employee was stunned when shots broke out.
I literally walked out the break room, and as soon as I popped out,
this woman's brother, among the four hospitalized.
He actually was shot in his side. He is up, talking, breathing.
Police say they're working on a motive. Just a day to get there for Thanksgiving travelers. Team coverage begins in New Jersey with reporter Glenn Schuck.
The Garden State Parkway packed with holiday travelers. Some colorful description of the way people are driving from this delivery man named Rich.
Don't ask how people drive. It's unbelievable.
Is it what, faster?
No, stupid. They just zoom across three, four lanes to take the exit.
I'm Jim Crew. Crusula along Interstate 40 in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. It's estimated that some 55 million Americans will travel this Thanksgiving. Willie Moy won't be one of them.
Well, I'm not traveling this Thanksgiving, but I have my daughter from Texas's home, my granddaughter, and my grandson from Washington, D.C.
AAA says 4.5 million people will fly to their Thanksgiving destinations this year.
In Israel, officials say a Canadian Israeli teenager was killed in twin attacks. Correspondent Robert Berger reports.
Two explosions rocked bus stops here in Jerusalem a half hour apart. Israeli police say it was the first coordinated bomb attack in Jerusalem in years, and they suspect Palestinian militants are responsible.
A setback for Scotland as it tries to break away from Britain. Correspondent Elaine Cobb is at the foreign desk.
The UK Supreme Court has ruled that Scotland does not have the power to hold a referendum on independence without the consent of the British government. Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, said she would respect the ruling, but her Nationalist Party will continue to fight for independence.
Democracy is what is at stake.
A 2014 referendum was defeated, but that was before Brexit, and many Scots then worried the economy would suffer because leaving the UK would have meant also leaving the EU.
How the mighty are falling at the World Cup.
Fielford with a header, and oh, it's going to be a throw in, and it's over! It's all over! Japan have defeated Germany!
Japan stunning the Germans 2-1 a day after Argentina's 2-1 upset loss to Saudi Arabia. The Dow is down 57 points. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and even timeshares. Call now at 800-208-1312 for free information. For over 15 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands get out of debt. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, too. Get off the endless cycle without having to declare bankruptcy. You'll have the right to get your debt resolved for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. That's 800-208-1312. 800-208-1312.
Fly your team flag.
Down he goes, another sack.
Cue up, jump around, and rep your Cardinal and white Bucky gear.
He's gone, all the way.
It's Badger football.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Let's go.
Six more on the board for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Join us Saturday. It's the regular season finale against the rival Gophers. Our coverage begins at 12:30.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update.
The Wausau Salvation Army held their annual free Thanksgiving meal on Tuesday in an effort to build community around the holidays. They served a menu of turkey, potatoes, gravy, and green bean casserole to anyone who needed it. Serving the meal 2 days before Thanksgiving would give everyone the chance to be with their family or friends on the actual holiday. Two former residents of Adams County are being charged with felony election fraud after investigators found they had voted in two states in both general elections in 2020 and 2022. Donald Gross, age 87, and Nancy Gross, age 81, who recently lived in the town of Rome, voted in both Wisconsin and Florida in the November 2022 election. The investigator also found they had voted early in Florida and absentee in Wisconsin in the November 2020 general election. They have since moved to a retirement home in Ohio, but will be back in Adams County on December 27th for their court appearance. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Bright sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 43. Winds out of the southeast around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, lows level off around 29. Overcast tomorrow, high of 42. Upper 30s Friday, turning much warmer on Saturday with highs in the mid 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 40.
Johnson, we are Kristen Bryless. She is on her honeymoon. It's Jane Matinier and Carol Kane filling in for the next couple of hours. Hello, Oshkosh, Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Richland Center, Wausau, Waukesha, and we will be in Madison tonight. Our next guest, really excited. He's been with them for a long, long time. Al Dertke is with the International Institute of Wisconsin. They put on the incredible Holiday Folk Fair, which is kicking off this Friday and runs through Sunday at the Expo Center at State Fair Park in West Allis. How are you doing, Al?
We're doing very good.
Thank you so much for joining us. You're in the run-up to the big kickoff, right?
That is correct. We have the big kickoff on Friday for this year's Holiday Folk Fair, which will be the 79th annual Holiday Folk Fair. So we're excited, especially after the last 2 years of not being live, if I could put it that way, we're going to be live and at the event, and we're going to have all the taste, the sounds, et cetera, of this year's Holiday Folk Fair to enjoy.
You know what's so great about the Folk Fair, outside of what you just mentioned? Because I remember as a kid, I used to go because you could get all the ethnic foods that you never could normally get on a regular basis. But it's such a nice way, because I'm German and Norwegian and English, and it's such a nice way to see your ethnic heritage celebrated in such a glorious way.
That is true. And especially as you're talking about food, you'll be able to both smell and to taste that food that's so special. And a lot of these things are only done at certain times of the year, and that's equally as important because it celebrates our cultural heritage of each of us. And as you mentioned yourself, there will be exhibitors, there will be food booths, there will be marketplace, and there will be dances, etc., that will celebrate every one of these particular aspects of your cultural heritage, and that's what's so important about Holiday Folk Fair.
Al, what is the theme for this year's Folk Fair?
It is celebrate the culture of living heritage. So as we look at each of us has a heritage, and we're looking at celebrating those kind of things that make us special, that make us unique. So it might be as simple as language. What's your language? That's an important part of your heritage. It is the celebrations that you have. It is the food that you eat. It is the dances that you dance. It's the music that you listen to. These are all aspects of your heritage, and we're coming together to celebrate that as a community.
You know, it's so easy for, now I'm going to have to make my way down because I have to bring the lefse for Thanksgiving, and you're the only place I know where I can get lefse. But I think it's so easy for these traditions and for people to kind of like move away from their own heritage. You know, I always say life kind of gets in the way, and you just forget to celebrate, and some of these really wonderful traditions, especially now with the holidays, they kind of like get lost in the shuffle. And this is a great way to be able to go and revisit.
You're absolutely right in terms of how to do that. Yes, we do forget those kind of aspects. And this kind of brings those aspects back. It brings us back into things that we have experienced or even new aspects that we want to experience. You know, in terms of looking at people want to travel and go to other countries, but perhaps they're not able to do so, but they hear these things. They might see them on TV in terms of travel logs that are there. But you don't have that hands-on kind of experience. And Holiday Folk Career gives you a hands-on kind of experience where you can actually meet individuals who are from those places around the world who bring to you to enjoy that food, that music, that dance, those exhibits, those kind of things here at in Milwaukee at the Holiday Folk Fair.
Al, you've been involved with the Folk Fair for a very, very long time. How did you get started with this?
Oh, I got started as a volunteer, and that's how most people get started. You know, you get hooked into doing something, if I could put it this way. But it was something that I was very interested in and didn't know much about Holiday Folk Fair. And so what happened is I started out as a assistant to the chairman of the food area. And so I did things like mop floors and clean sinks and those kind of things, which are all important so that the traditions and they had time to carry on the things that they were involved in. And I kind of moved my way up and said, hey, when the position became available, I think I'd like to do this. And I've always had a very strong interest in international, and this is the place to really experience international at its best.
Okay, now, if somebody wants to come and visit the Folk Fair this weekend when you kick it off, is there anything in particular that you would really encourage them, a special attraction, if you will, that you would really encourage people to make sure that they check out?
Well, I would say that one of the things that they need to know is that on Friday at 2:30, there will be a naturalization ceremony. And here we will welcome 100-plus citizens into our community. I always think that's a really special kind of time when we get to, I don't want to say expand our community, but really to welcome people as being part of that active community in all its aspects. So that's a very special time. Other times, there's all kinds of things going on, so it's a continuous kind of event. If you're asking me to pick one thing, that's really difficult to do because there is so much that is available to us. So if you look at through the weekend, there's always something new going on, something exciting that's going to be happening. So if you're not at the food booths eating, you might be sitting in the coffee house listening to music and also perhaps even dancing to shed a few of those extra pounds that you got eating. And then you might have gone into doing your Christmas shopping. So you go over to the marketplace and look at that. And then you probably wind up back at the exhibits to look at those kind of exhibits that bring back special kind of memories, but also in terms of engaging with the individuals who are there, who might be from your specific culture. So you learn about new cultures. Like, for example, you might want to see, you know, I hear all this thing about the Rohingya being in our community. Who is this group? Well, they'll be there. Okay, I want to learn about the Burmese. They will be there. Or about the Albanians, and the numbers go on in terms of those people that you could meet on a very personal kind of basis to exchange conversation with, to learn about more of who they are. And they also have the opportunity of learning more about us.
Al Dertke is with the International Institute of Wisconsin, which produces the Holiday Folk Fair International, and it's kicking off Friday and runs through Sunday. You mentioned that naturalization ceremony, Al, and I have never made it for that because I think I would just be a weeping mess.
Well, it is one of those kinds that's quite emotional. I have to say that much. No question about it. But it's a very special time. And then also at the opening at 5:30, we also do the awards, and we're going to recognize a number of individuals they'll be inducted, as we might say, to our Wall of Honor. And those individuals who have spent a lifetime helping produce the holiday fervor, being part of it, bringing this to our community, and also a group of artisans who have very, very special skills, and they'll be demonstrating their particular artistry, their skills that come along with them at this year's Holiday Folk Fair, but they will also be recognized at that particular event.
You know what?
So it's a very special time.
I think you brought up a very, very interesting but very important part of the Holiday Folk Fair. One, not only is it fun and you can learn about your heritage and maybe to sample some of the food that you've had as you were growing up, but two, in these tumultuous times in which we live, it is so important for us to, you know, understand what other cultures, what they mean to the people, and how we need to move in that direction to understand one another, to get along with one another better. I just think that there's so much contention out in the world right now that if we could just all take a time and take a breather and understand that we're all just people, we just come from different places, we can move in the right direction, right?
That is so true. No question about that at all. And as you're saying, I'm thinking just about the Ukrainian kind of conflict that's happening right now. The Ukrainians will be here. They will be able to share their food, their culture, etc. You hear a lot about them on the radio and TV, but perhaps you've never even met a Ukrainian person before. This will give you that kind of opportunity to converse with them, to learn more about their cultural heritage. And so what it goes on with each of the groups that we're going to have involved in this year's Holiday Folk Fair.
And the Folk Fair is very, very kid-friendly, too, isn't it, Al?
It is very kid-friendly, no question about it. This is a family event, okay? And so we have activities that are going on for children. There's all kinds of things they can get engaged in. There's all kinds of hands-on kind of activities, especially art kind of activities. They can also learn how to do pottery. They can learn how to do drawings. One of the special things, we're also going to be showcasing some children's art this year, which is murals that we've gotten made by school children from Milwaukee Public Schools that will be, if I could say, decorating the spaces that we're going to be using. But these are how the individuals see the world, and they're sharing their vision. We also have another group of artists from Japan that will be showing children's art from Japan. So there is a lot of things that are available for anyone that comes to this year's Holiday Folk Fair.
It's such a great learning experience because I've gone as an adult, but it was so special to me. My Girl Scout troop used to go. We'd load up in the car, you know, and we would just go and we would have such a wonderful time. And I'm absolutely brutally honest with you, Al. You better have some lefse there that I could pick up for Thanksgiving because I've got to come down and pick some up. Otherwise, I'm a dead duck. I'm not welcome at my brother's.
Okay. All right. That sounds great. I think that's where everyone is at. And this year also, we're featuring bread as being our food for this year. What is that? That's bread. It might be your kind of bread, okay? There's all kinds of breads. And what happens with bread is people share bread. This is a real important aspect of everyone's cultural heritage, of sharing some kind of, how would you say, item which happens to be bread with each other to show this kind of companionship, this understanding, this sharing. It's just a totally encompassing kind of thought when you think about just the simple thing of sharing bread.
There you
go. How important that is.
Check it out. It is this weekend at the State Fair Park Expo Center in West Dallas, the Holiday Folk Fair. Al Dirtka, it has been such a pleasure talking to you. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk again. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We will be right back after this break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Do you suffer from depression, anxiety, panic attacks? American doctors prescribe drugs to mask or suppress your symptoms, but the drugs are toxic with serious, sometimes fatal side effects. Worst of all, these drugs don't address the real problems, your internal biochemical imbalances, and the drugs don't help you recover. Cutting-edge research from Europe confirms emotional and mental health problems are really internal metabolic body chemistry imbalances. As European-trained doctors of naturopathic medicine, we help to improve your real causes and get your life back. Call 715-341-4949.
Game day. Green Bay and Minnesota. Place the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoosels at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Aho, Wisconsin. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, a new Native American theme show live weekdays from 6 to 7 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7. Each day, activists and newsmakers will provide updates on protecting Mother Earth. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. We invite all people to walk hand in hand with our struggles, victories, and achievements. Join us for our Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake weeknights at 6 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nacoosa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matner, Carol Kane in for Kristen Bry today. Just got done talking to Al Dirtke with the Holiday Folk Fair. And I just want to remind folks that everything, links to everything and all of our guests, and if you need information, Brooke, sure, our social media czar is on top of it. So just go to our asgoeswisconsin.com website and you should find all the links and all the stuff that you need right there.
You know, I should have asked him, and I didn't, but I, because this is lutefisk season, too, for Norwegians. I love it. I love it.
You eat the oddest things.
It's, well, you know, once you get the, once you soak the lye out of it, and you cook it.
Okay, wait, stop.
I know, it's
Why do they soak it in lye?
It was a preservative. That's just to preserve it, and but you just pour a ton of butter over it, and there's a church out in this neck of the woods that I may be coming to on the 3rd to go and have their lutefisk dinner. Is so St. Olaf's, I think.
Lutefisk Fest.
Lutefisk and lefse. Can't take it out of the girl.
I've had lefse, which is, it's just a lovely flatbread, right?
Yeah, it's like a tortilla. It looks like a tortilla.
Yeah, nothing too special about it, but I guess it's a very, as Al said, bread is truly one of those unifying things, right?
I agree with him completely, yes.
We all eat it. So we're going to switch gears a little bit, and I'm sure many of you have already heard about this plane crash yesterday. Plane carrying 3 people and like 56 dogs crashed onto the Western Lakes Golf Club in the town of Delafield yesterday morning as all that snow was coming down. And remarkably, the 3 people did suffer some injuries, but nothing was fatal. None of the dogs.
The wing got ripped off.
But both the wings got ripped off.
Yeah. I mean.
It's just astonishing.
And, you know, the thing is that, just a little background for you from me, but my dog Beauregard came from Haws,
which is a wonderful organization.
Wonderful, and that's where these guys were headed, right, to Haws, and they usually do get these plane loads from either storm damaged places or, you know, whatever.
A lot of places down south.
Always, it seems, down south. So I was called once. This is after I got Beauregard, and I was called and asked to help unload one of these planes. And so we were at the Waukesha County Airport right over here, mm-hmm, and the plane landed, and this is why I feel so badly for these poor animals that were involved in this crash yesterday, because they opened the hold and there's cage upon cage of these animals, and we have to get them out, and you have to get them, you know, let them go potty and sure. let them do this and give them a little water because they've been on a long flight. And they were, back then when I helped, they
and that
were,
was a normal flight.
Yes. They were coming in from Houston that had been hit by a hurricane. And so they were scared and they were nervous. They'd been on a plane, you know, and it was just something. So the fact that these poor dogs had to go through this and then they have to get in and get rescued. And I tried to get a hold of somebody, so did you, at Haas.
I'm but sure they're probably swamped.
They're swamped yeah. with these animals. I know they
are. And this is a nationwide story. It was on ABC World News last night.
Yes.
And so, yeah, they were flying from New Orleans to Waukesha to deliver 53 dogs to Haas. The three adults on the plane assessed and treated at the scene with non-life-threatening injuries.
Right.
So well done to that pilot and co-pilot.
Absolutely.
Who
Absolutely.
Managed to get that thing down safely without any fatalities.
You know,
incredible.
One, it's another feather in the cap for this area and Wisconsin overall, because once again, when the call is made, you will never find Wisconsin saying no. Very rarely will you find Wisconsin saying no. And Haas in particular brings these animals in. They make sure that they're well. They get their vet check. They get their meds if they need it. And they make sure that those dogs are ready for adoption when the time comes. And 99.9% of those dogs will be gone in a short period of
Very
time.
Very short period of time.
Yes.
And as you said, the staff at Haas jumped into action right away, got
sure.
to the scene so they could unload the dogs and get them checked out and taken somewhere warm. And so
yeah.
the volunteer, we wouldn't be anything without volunteers.
No. No, I, once again, like I said, they make the call, and I want you to also understand, too, and it goes for many of the humane societies, but I can speak to Haas because of the fact that I have a personal story with them. They also vet you very well, you know, they want to make sure that you are that dog's forever home. And like, we had to bring my Sydney, and she had to meet Beauregard.
Make sure everybody gets along.
Right. And make sure everything was fine, and they wanted to make sure that my family was going to be taking care of this dog in the way that he needed to be treated. So, I mean, there's a little bit of red tape, but if you're really committed and you want to, yeah, they become part of your family.
Absolutely.
My gosh,
it's so worth it. And I think the other thing that has changed, maybe they've always done this, but certainly in the last couple of years, they want people to be very, very aware of not only the emotional obligation but the financial obligation that comes with having
Absolutely.
A pet and what the annual expenses tend to be, because I think tragically sometimes people get into tough financial circumstances, and that's why they have to surrender their pets. It's not like they want to.
Actually, that's happening a little bit more and more right now because of the inflation situation that we have, and some of our humane societies are really overrun with dogs that are having to be relinquished because people cannot keep them in the lifestyle of which they want to, and they have to make sure that they are safe. And I understand that. I understand it, but it's also, I understand how difficult that is. I don't know what I would do if I had to return, you know, take Beauregard back. I'd be sick to my stomach.
Right?
Yeah.
And just worry for the rest of your life what happens.
Where
what happened
he?
To my baby?
Yeah.
What happened to my baby?
Where's my guy?
So if you are interested, I'm sure if you are interested in volunteering, I know the Wisconsin Humane Society, Humane Animal Welfare of Waukesha, they're always looking for volunteers. They can always use donations, and sometimes they will take items. So you may want to go to their websites and just see if they have a wish list or anything like that going on.
I think they do.
So you don't necessarily have to just give them money if you've got some other stuff. You know, we've given them towels and things like that. So check that out. And again, all the links will be up on our website, asgoeswisconsin.com. We got the bottom of the hour break coming up. When we come back, Harold Mester from Mitchell International Airport is going to be joining us to talk about flying to warm places this winter. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Your
hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
All over America, people are taking the national radon test. Have you? Answer true or false. Radon is a radioactive gas. True.
I didn't know that, no.
True or false. The Office of the Surgeon General recommends that all homes be tested for radon. True, your home should be tested. True or false, radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. True.
I'm going to dial the number and call.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
Keep your family safe from radon. Call now.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side. He'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer. To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig. Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Frank Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Shoot Around.
And we welcome you to Paradise Island in the Bahamas for the Bad Boy Mowers Battle for Atlantis Tournament. Hello, everybody. Andy North will be along in a few moments. I am Lane Griddle with the tough job of filling in for Matt LePay here this week on this Resort of Atlantis. What a great tournament this is every single year. And the Badgers have great history in this tournament, winning it in 2014 and, of course, runners-up in 2018. And the Badgers have been good in these tournaments in general, winning the Maui Invite last year in Las Vegas. The opponent today, a tough one, the Dayton Flyers, the preseason pick in the Atlantic 10 Conference, a team that was just shy of making the NCAA tournament a year ago with 24 wins. They ended up advancing a ways in the NIT before it was all said and done. They are off to a 3-1 start. Of course, the Badgers off to that 3-0 start. And it's been a while since the Badgers have been on the floor. It's been since that Green Bay game last Tuesday that they have played an actual basketball game. So Greg Gard and his bunch ready to get things going here this afternoon in the Imperial Ballroom here at the Atlantis Resort. We're excited for it. Three straight days of great basketball with great competition for the Badgers. And the first one up here today is this matchup with the Dayton Flyers. Coming up, we're going to visit with Jeff Patricus from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on the Fetch Rewards pregame show after this.
You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Did you know that the average person has 26,000 days in their life? Once a day is done, it's done. Haven't you always dreamed of doing great things, climbing mountains, helping a family in need, but wondered, where do I start? When you join Girl Scouts, you are given the opportunity to do all kinds of amazing things. Make your life better, the world better. So unleash your potential. Call 888-747-6945 or visit gsnwgl.org and begin the journey right now.
Back with you from the Battle for Atlantis here in Paradise Island in the Bahamas. The Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. Fetch app gives Badgers fans a home court advantage every time you shop and dine. Turn any receipt into points you can redeem for tons of popular gift cards. It's America's favorite way to save. Built right here in Madison. Download Fetch today. Jeff Patricus joining us via the phone lines from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Badger beat writer. Jeff, great to talk to you again. We'll talk a little football, a little basketball in this segment. Let's start with hoops. What a great tournament this is, and it'll be a good early season test for the Badgers all 3 days.
Yeah, first of all, starting with Dayton today, I mean, it'll be the best team. They anticipate it'll be the best team they've faced so far. Picked to win the Atlantic 10. Stumbled once at UNLV, but they've been a little bit banged up, but I believe they'll be full go with all their personnel today. So well-coached, athletic. I'm really going to be interested to see how Wisconsin handles Dayton on both ends of the court.
Jeff, what have we learned about this Badger team through three games?
You've got the three anchors. That would be Chucky and Tyler Wall and Stephen Krall. And Wall, to me, is the most valuable, versatile of the crew. You generally know what you're going to get from those guys each night, although Tyler and Chucky did not shoot well in the last game against Green Bay. The rotation's going to probably change when you get past the five starters. Greg Gardis says that it could be some guys, you know, depending upon matchups, how guys are playing well that night. Tyler Gilmore's probably going to be in that kind of season. A freshman who's really playing better than they even anticipated. He's not just a shooter. So I think this team is going to get better as the season goes on, which tends to be the case. And I think the biggest Achilles heel for them will be if Stephen Krall gets in foul trouble and you're playing a team that has a big physical inside game, can you hang with them defensively and on the glass?
It feels like this team has a lot of competitiveness to it. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Tyler Wall probably sets the tone, but Chucky is competitive. His backup, Kamari McGee, at point guard, is tenacious. And they even talked, when we talked to the coaching staff, you know, Connor Sejan is, they've told him, look, we need you to be tough, we need you to be physical, we need you to be gritty on the defensive end. He's willing to throw his body around, he's willing, as they say, to put his face on the ball. So they've got some guys who will battle, and at least at this point in the season, and I'm not sure how long it's going to be, but they believe they're going to have to win with defense for the most part.
And Jeff, you mentioned gritty. It was a gritty victory for the football team last weekend, of course, on the road in Lincoln. And now Minnesota on deck, and really the potential for a fun 5 or 6 days here in the near future for this program. If they could get the win over Minnesota, launching them into, of course, a coaching announcement shortly thereafter.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Jim Leonard talked this week about the biggest thing that happened last year up in Minneapolis was Minnesota was the tougher, more physical, more tenacious team. And he has set that tone with his guys from the beginning of the week. And he basically challenged them. He said, look, they beat us up last year. And you know he's saying, we got to return the favor this year. So that to me is going to be interesting because Minnesota contained Wisconsin's ground game last year.
I don't know if that'll be the case this year. And Minnesota's got obviously the best tail, arguably the best tailback in the Big Ten in Mohamed Ibrahim, who's, you know, ran for, you know, just ran through Iowa's defense last week, even though Minnesota lost. That should tell you how well Minnesota can run the ball, because Wisconsin couldn't run the ball against Iowa. And as far as Jim Leonard, yes, I would expect win or lose. I don't know how long it's going to take after the game, maybe just a day. I would expect him to be have that interim tag removed, and he'll be the guy moving forward.
That'll be great, I'm sure, for everybody around the program, including the players, to have that bit of certainty for them, of course, moving forward. Hey, real quick on Minnesota, you mentioned that this is a team that really can run the ball, but they've had quarterback issues this year. Tanner Morgan hasn't been effective and hasn't been healthy. That's been a big part of it.
Yeah, Morgan's been healthy, and they've had to go with a redshirt freshman who's probably more of a dual threat than Morgan is, but he's not as effective as a passer as Morgan is when Morgan's healthy. And obviously, he doesn't have the experience. I mean, Morgan has been there for years, and I don't think, and Jim Leonard mentioned this too, he said, if Tanner Morgan can't go, they're not going to trust the young guy in the throwing game, particularly the vertical throwing game, as much as they would Tanner Morgan. So that might change the dynamic and what Wisconsin has to prepare for on game day defensively if Morgan can't go.
Well, Jeff, we appreciate it. Thank you for giving us some time here this afternoon.
All right. Have a good day.
You bet. Jeff Patricus with us here from the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel, taking a look at Badger Athletics here with us. We've got plenty more coming your way as the Fetch Rewards pregame show continues when we return our Badger Spotlight. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Contact the experts at 1-800-CARRIER or carrier.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Into Menards and save big on washers, dryers, refrigerators, and everything you need for your home with our last 11% off in 2022. We have the largest in-stock selection to take home today at the lowest prices. It's your last chance to get 11% off and upgrade to new energy-efficient appliances. Good in-store through November 23rd or online through November 24th. Savings are mail-in rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is proud to support Wisconsin. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shootaround.
Back with you on the Fetch Rewards pregame show here from the Battle for Atlantis. Badgers getting set to take on Dayton, and we're joined by one of the newer Badgers, Max Klesmit, who transfers in this year. And really, you get to live out a dream. You get to play for the Badgers. How's this been so far?
Yeah, I mean, the experience has just been a once-in-a-lifetime. You know, going to France earlier in the summer, getting to go to the AmFam Field to play against Stanford, and now we're in the Bahamas playing three games. So as a college athlete, you can't really ask for much more, and you're just super grateful for the opportunity.
When did the thought kind of enter your mind that, hey, maybe I can make this move and get back to my home state and play for the team that I grew up cheering for?
Oh, you know, just after the season last year, sitting down and talking with my family a little bit, decided that that would be the best option for me is to enter the transfer portal, and you know, being back closer to home is awesome. I've loved it. All the guys have accepted me, the fans, the program, the community around us is awesome, and I've just fallen in love with it.
How hard is it to make the transition from one culture to another? Every culture is different, even if they're both very positive and good cultures, and kind of get yourself acclimated for it with this is how we do things here.
Yeah, you know, with really good coach like Coach Gard and veteran guys like Steve Crowell, Tyler Wall. You know, Chuck is only a sophomore, but he plays a lot older than his age. So having people around me like that in the program just helping me with certain things, whether that's, you know, offensive, defensive things or stuff on the court that's not basketball related. So it's been really good to be around these guys.
Were you familiar with some of these guys before you came?
Yeah, a lot of the in-state guys, you know, Jordan Davis, Carter Gilmore, Isaac Lindsay, playing against each other in AAU and high school ball, and just like 7th and 8th grade state tournaments when we were younger. So there are a few connections here that I've had when I was younger.
All right, these types of trips are fun trips. They can be a little bit of a challenge, though, too, because you're trying to balance, like, hey, let's have fun, let's enjoy this. But at the same time, we're here to get some work in and tend to win basketball games.
Right, yeah, like you said, you know, we're here to win the games, but also try to have a little fun as we're here. But, you know, just walking around this morning, seeing the different the fish in the aquariums and stuff, it was pretty cool. So just little things like that is super super cool to see.
Do you remember the Badgers coming here? I mean, they won it in 2014 with Frank, and here in 2018, of course, Virginia won the Battle for Atlantis that year, but the Badgers advanced to the championship. I mean, they have good history in this tournament.
No, for sure, good history in this tournament coming from us, and having coaches that have been here before is going to help a lot. So having that experience, that savviness behind them, it's going to help a lot, I think.
What about this team? What have you seen from this group specifically, and what do you think the strengths are?
I think this group comes in practice every day ready to compete, ready to get better every day, just trying to get that 1% better in practice, shoot around, lift weights, whatever it might be. We just got a lot of competitors on this team, and I think that's like one of our biggest strengths in terms of how we carry that from practice to the games then. But just a ton of hard-nosed guys, tough-minded guys. I think that's what this team is really built on.
Coach has not been afraid to go pretty deep with the bench in the first three games either.
Yeah, like you said, played almost maybe 9 or 10 guys all three of these games, but just it's a tribute to our depth like we've talked about, and that's the everyday preparation that we come in here ready to go and practice, and you know, you never know when your name's going to be called, so you gotta be ready to go.
You guys have had a little bit of time before you've been on the floor. Is that one of those things where you're kind of chomping at the bit to get back in a game after, you know, it's been over a week now since you played Green Bay?
Yeah, you know, just everybody's anxious. Eventually you get tired of practicing against the same guys every day and you just want to play in the games. But like I said, coming ready to go every day for practice is only going to make the games a little bit easier for us.
Well, Max, we appreciate it. Thanks so much for the time.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Max Klesmit with us here on the Fetch Rewards pregame show. The Badger Notebook is coming up right after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Every livestock farmer knows they can't control the weather. Recent growing seasons have shown rain can be hard to come by at times. Now you can add protection with a pasture rangeland forage policy through Ag Country Farm Credit Services. PRF policies help protect you against future yield losses caused by a lack of rain. Better yet, they're customizable and can cover hay and pasture acres. To learn about a PRF policy, contact your local Ag Country office today.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 Elks scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club, number 693.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Hey fans, next time you make the journey to the Kohl Center for a Badgers game, come hungry and scoop up a brew pub, lots of matzah pizza. Official frozen pizza of UW Badgers Athletics. Brew pub pizzas are loaded with over half a pound of Wisconsin mozzarella cheese that are also available in your local grocery stores. We continue with the Fetch Rewards pregame show. 3:52 remaining in game one of this battle for Atlantis between NC State and Kansas. And the Jayhawks have a 71-67 game right now, lead right now over the Wolfpack in what has been a really competitive game. And we're joined courtside by Patrick Herb from UW Athletics. And what a fun trip this is. It takes a lot of planning to get to this point, though. It's not just turn the key and show up in the Bahamas.
It is, but there's so much value added for playing in this. An event like this, or many of the other ones that Wisconsin is fortunate enough to be invited to. You know, this is an invite-only tournament. Not every team gets to come to this. So there's one representative from the Big Ten, and the Battle for Atlantis loves Wisconsin. They love it because the program is good, and year in and year out, they can rely on that. They love it because the fans travel. Mm-hmm. And if you've been walking around the hotel the last few days, you see it. There's a lot of Wisconsin here. We had a big charter plane, obviously, that had donors on it, but in addition, there are just lots of Badger fans that love coming here. It's a pretty good place to be in November if you're living in Wisconsin. But you get high-level competition, too, here, because the same thing is said for all the other conference. And so Wisconsin is a regular here and wants to play here as often as possible. So the Badgers played here in 14, 18, now 22. So every 4 years, that's the quickest you're eligible to play in it. But I'm pretty sure we're going to try and get back here in 2026 again. And if history is an indicator, I think the tournament wants us here. So it's a great trip because there's a lot to offer. High-quality basketball, but a really good opportunity for the guys to have something special to look forward to. I mean, that's a part of this, having fun, being together. The guys I know yesterday spent some time on water slides and checking out the beach a little bit. Not too much. They had practice, and Coach made sure to warn them, hey, don't overexpose yourself to the sun. Joking about he's the one who has the light complexion and knows from experience what over sun exposure can do for you. But Wisconsin's also had a lot of success in this event.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons it makes for a fun trip. The Badgers are 5-1 all time, winning it in 2014, runner-up in 2018. And that's the third best record of any program that's played in this. Villanova and Baylor have both won it twice.
Yeah.
So they've each got 6-0 records in this competition, but 5-1 isn't too shabby. And good field again today. I mean, watching this game, whichever team Wisconsin plays in the second round, whether it's winner's bracket or consolation, it's going to be a good game. If NC State's pushing Kansas like that, then you know they're a quality program.
Yeah, you talk about the competition you see down here. Just this side of the bracket alone, in game two, you're going to see Kansas or NC State. You're seeing Dayton in game one. That's a team that is the A-10 pick to win that conference. So you're getting NCAA tournament quality teams, and maybe even more so than that in this tournament.
Yep, and that's an important piece of this early scheduling that Wisconsin, they want to be tested. They need to, Greg Gard needs to find out what he has. And so this has been a philosophical thing for him and Bo Ryan preceding him that they try to play in one of these holiday MTEs, these exempt tournaments, every year if they can. And you know, you get up to three games in it, so you can, and it counts as one on your scheduling map. So it, that's one reason to do it. If you don't play in one of these, then you have fewer games than somebody who does. So that gets you more opportunities for your net rankings and some of these things at the end of the season when you're building a resume. So Wisconsin's tried to do it. Last year they played in the Maui Invitational that was in Las Vegas. But again, did really well. Won it 3-0 and beat some really good teams. That second round win over Houston, which at the time everybody thought, yeah, that's a good win. But it ended up being one of the best wins in all of college basketball because Houston went on and barely lost again. You know, Dayton would be a similar scenario, I feel like, for Wisconsin. If they can get this win today, it sets you up as something that it's a feather in your cap all season long because Dayton's not going to lose a lot of games in the Atlantic 10. So these tournaments provide you with that. So, you know, looking at the history, since 2015, Wisconsin has played in one of these November tournaments in 15 of the last 17 years. They were supposed to be in one that in 2020 that got shut down by COVID.
Right.
Coincidentally, that was the Fort Myers tip-off, and that's where Wisconsin will be next year. They didn't get to play in it in 2020, so they're playing it next year, along with Virginia, or West Virginia and SMU. That'll be the field for next year's tournament in Fort Myers. And selfishly, I guess I'm glad that they're not playing it this year. They are competing in that tournament, but Fort Myers was devastated by the hurricanes recently. I'm imagining that affected at least some of the beachside and some of the hotel accommodations for it. So hopefully a year from now that community will be rebuilt some. But just glancing at the other tournaments over the last 17 years. So last year was my Invitational. Prior to that, the Legends Classic in Brooklyn. They played in the Battle for Atlantis in 18. Before that, Hall of Fame in Kansas City. Another Maui trip. New York City, another Battle for Atlantis. Cancun Challenge, Las Vegas Invitational. The Chicago Invitational in 11. Old Spice in Orlando, another trip to Maui. Paradise Jam in the Virgin Islands. It's pretty good living right there.
Yeah, it's good for the players. It's really nice for the fans, too. They can kind of schedule their Thanksgiving-ish time around that and plan on following the Badgers somewhere warm at a perfect time to do it.
For those who are listening to this that aren't here, maybe pencil in 2026, that week of Thanksgiving, because if you can find a way, it's worth it.
Well, Patrick, we appreciate it. Thanks so much. Going to be a fun one here this afternoon.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You bet. Patrick Herb with us here, and we will talk to him tomorrow before the Badgers play their second game here from the Battle for Atlantis. Badgers and Flyers coming up. We're getting closer to tip-off. More of our Fetch Rewards pregame shows coming up. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do.
Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours, counting anyways. Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
It is day one of the Battle for Atlantis here in Paradise Island on the island of the Bahamas. And the Badgers getting set for a big matchup in day one against the Dayton Flyers, the preseason pick in the Atlantic 10 Conference. Hello, everybody. Alongside Andy North, I'm Lane Grindle. And what a great assignment for the both of us to come down here to the Battle for Atlantis, Andy. But this is going to be a fun 3 days. I think three really good games, regardless of who the Badgers end up getting paired with moving forward, because this is just a really loaded tournament from top to bottom.
Yeah, absolutely. And when the